If you have a copy of God's Word, I ask you to turn with me, if you will, please, to Mark chapter number 26 this morning. And I want to title this message that God's given me this week as this: Holding Nothing Back. Holding nothing back. As we come to Memorial Day weekend, we understand that there's men and women that has held nothing back. They held nothing back. They gave the greatest sacrifice that there is, and that's their life. As men and women in the military armed forces, they held nothing back. They gave their life that you and I may have freedom to do what we've just done and what we're doing right now, and that's worshiping our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And this morning, as I think about Memorial Day and I thought about what was coming up, I got to just pondering and praying and asking God what He would say and what He would give. And as I studied, the Lord told me and He showed me in this text, hold nothing back. You know, there's a reward for not holding back. A runner that would run a race, if he holds back and he never gets to the finish line, there's no reward. He will not receive that reward. But there is a reward for those that hold nothing back and they finish that race. Paul said, I fought a good fight and I finished my course. I finished my race. Now, I want to say this. If you finish your race and you finish your course and you don't finish it good, you still finished. Amen? Hey, it don't matter how good you are. It's about the blood of Jesus Christ. It's about finishing that race. And this morning, I want to preach on a subject, holding nothing back. Mark chapter number 26 and verse number 6. I ask you to stand as we reverence the reading of God's Word. Talking about this woman here, I want you to know it was for a memorial. It was for a memorial. Listen, let me tell y'all this. Y'all keep standing. When I seen Brother Chadley, where's he at? Brother Chadley, raise your hand. There, in the middle. I looked up to say, it's Matthew, I'm sorry. Y'all heard that story, didn't you? They said, the preacher said, he said, hey, I'll tell you what we're going to do. I want you to go home and study this week, Mark chapter number 7. There ain't 16 chapters in the book of Mark, I know that. But he said, you go home and study Mark chapter number 17, and next Sunday when you come back, we're going to study on it. They come back and he asked one deacon, said, did you read it? He said, man, I read all the whole chapter. He said, all right, we're going to preach online this morning. Spirit's in here, it's freedom, amen? Hey, I'm human. I'm human. Woo, glory, thank God. That means you're paying attention. What if you let me go the whole service? Boy, it's going to preach. It's going to preach. What if you let me go the whole service in Mark chapter number 26, and I went the whole service? You hold me accountable. I'm going to hold you accountable. You hold me accountable. Amen? Matthew, glory to God, chapter number 26. When I seen Chadley, he was giving me a look like I thought, oh no, if I got my glasses, I didn't know what was going on. There was a mighty king who had some mighty men. He marched them up the hill one day and marched them down again. And when you're up, you're up. And when you're down, you're down. That means you go down. When you're down, you're down. But when you're only halfway up, you're neither up or down. Amen. I thank God this morning we're up. Matthew chapter number 26 and verse number 6. Get ready for the Holy Ghost. The Bible says, now when Jesus, can I get an amen? Now when Jesus was in Bethany, or can I say when he was at Union Chapel, in the house of Simon the leper, they came unto him, a woman having an alabaster box of very precious ointment, and poured it on his head, and he set it meat. Is everybody still with me? Amen. Verse number 8, but when his disciples saw it, they had indignation, saying, to what purpose is this waste? For this ointment might have been sold for much and given to the poor. And when Jesus understood it, he said unto them, why trouble ye the woman? For she hath wrought a good work upon me. For you have the poor always with you, but me ye have not always. For in that she had poured this ointment on my body, she did it for my burial. Verily I say unto you, here it is. wheresoever this gospel shall be preached in the whole world. Hey, not just some places, but in the whole world, there shall also this that this woman hath done be told for a memorial of her. Father, I love you and I thank you. I thank you this morning for the book of Matthew. Father God, I thank you for that. Lord, I thank you for this woman that brought her alabaster box, Lord God. Lord God, she brought all she had. Father God, she brought what she needed. Father God, this morning, I don't know who that needs to bring something to you, but I pray this morning, hey, they bring their depression, they bring their fear, they bring their anxiety, they bring what they're trying to hold on to, and they lay them at the feet of Jesus. Father, I understand this morning there's a heaviness in the land we live in, but I understand this also. There's no heaviness in heaven. Heaven's a holy place. And Lord God, everyone that's washed in the blood of Jesus Christ, there's going to come a day that we're going to leave this walk of life and we're going to go to heaven. And Lord, I thank you for that this morning. Father, I thank you this morning that your word is true and it's alive and well in this place this morning. Father, I pray this morning I be found holding nothing back but I let her eat, Father. Lord, I let you have your will. I let you have your way, Father. Lord God, I pray this morning I be not a preacher that would sugarcoat the gospel, but I preach the gospel, Father. Lord God, I lay it out before these people the way that you've laid it out for me. Father God, I pray when they leave this place and they can say it's been good to be at the house of the Lord. Father, I pray this morning that we eat, Father God, and we dine at your table. Lord, that we pull up a chair just for a moment and we sit at the feet of Jesus. Lord, I pray you feed somebody this morning, whoever's holding back. I pray when they leave this place, they'll lay it all at the feet of Jesus. I love you, Father, and I thank you. I'm in over my head, and Father, I pray the Holy Ghost does the preaching. Father, I love you and I thank you. Guard my throat and guard my thoughts. Let it all be about you. In Jesus' most holy, precious name, all of God's people say it. Amen. You may be seated, holding nothing back. As we come here this morning, this woman, Jesus said, at this woman, you know that just excites me, that this woman I'm talking about, she's going to be the same woman that was there at the barrel. She was there at the crucifixion. This woman, she had into some places, but I want you to know when she came to this place right here, she had come to a place that she held nothing back. Have you ever in your Christian life got to a place that you didn't hold nothing back? Hey, you didn't care what the world thought. You didn't care what people thought. All you knew was that you were saved and you were going to heaven, and you didn't care what the world said, but you wasn't going to hold nothing back. You was going to let God have His reign in your life. Friends, this morning I got good news. When this woman come here, she didn't hold nothing back, and Jesus said out of His very own mouth, this will be a memorial for her. This is going to be a memorial. This is going to be something that every time the gospel's preached, every time the book is open, you can turn here and get something out of it. This morning I thank God that there was a woman one time, hey, that came to the feet of Jesus. I can learn so much from this text. And this morning you say, preacher, how do I get to that place that I hold nothing back? What do I get from holding nothing back? I got good news this morning. If you want to get to a place in your life that you hold nothing back, can I get an amen? Hey, I don't know about you, but I'm sold in. I've got nowhere to go. I've invested everything in Jesus Christ. I've got nowhere to go. I've got nothing left back there for me. I know if I go back, there's nothing good. There's nothing good back there. Hey, I want more Jesus, amen. I want what He has for me. I want to basking in His love. I want to bask in His Spirit this morning. I don't have nothing back there. I've got it all sold for the future. All to Jesus I owe. Sin and left the crimson stain. His blood washed it white as snow. You say, preacher, how did she get to this place that she held nothing back? Let's look in verse number 7. Number 1, this woman, if you're going to hold nothing back, number 1, you're going to have to get enlisted. This woman enlisted herself in the army of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Look what the Bible says in verse number 7. There came unto Him a woman. Friends, I want you to know, wherever Jesus Christ is, everyone is welcome. There's not none He'll cast out. It doesn't matter what you've done. It doesn't matter where you've been. Hey, when Jesus is in the house, everybody's welcome. Amen. It said that this woman, she got enlisted. Or could I say she got at the spell where the glory run out? Hey, she got enlisted. You say, how did she enlist, preacher? She came to Jesus, and Jesus was sitting there, and all's invited to where Jesus is, and she got enlisted. I want you to know this morning, you say she came to Jesus. How did she came? Number one, she personally came to Jesus. She didn't send somebody else to where he was at. The Bible says there came unto him a woman. Hey, she personally came. She came right to where Jesus was. She didn't have an invitation to come to where he was in man's eyes. Hey, but in Jesus' eyes, she had an invitation. She came right where he was at. She personally came to him. She called on him. Look what she said. Not only did she personally came, but she publicly came. She didn't hide out in some corner. Hey, when she enlisted and she got right where the Lord was, I want you to know she came to that place and she signed up. Look what the Bible says. There came unto him a woman having an alabaster box. Not only did she personally come, not only did she publicly came, but she came unashamed. She was not ashamed of Jesus when she came to this place. Could you imagine walking in and it wasn't nothing but disciples in that house and one old Simon the leper? Hey, they done got to that place. Could you imagine wanting to get where Jesus was? And there's a lot of church folks done gathered. Hey, they done had a meeting at the church and you didn't know nothing about it. Hey, you pulled up and the parking lot was full and you didn't get the invitation. Hey, but you wanted to go to the altar and pray and you got to that place. Hey, this woman knew Jesus was in that house. Well, glory to God. Hallelujah. And she knew Jesus was there. And she said, I may not have had an invitation from you, but I got one from him. Glory to God. Hallelujah. This woman knew I've got to get where he's at. I wonder this morning if that's where you're at. I got to get to where Jesus is. Let me go on here. He said he came unashamed. Romans 1:16, the Bible says, for I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. This woman, when she went and she got enlisted, she was not ashamed. Hey, she didn't care. She went right where Jesus was. For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation. And I love this part where the Bible says, to everyone that believeth, this woman come where she was not welcome, but she was welcome because Jesus was there. Have you ever been somewhere you didn't feel welcome and you're supposed to be welcome there? Have you ever been there? Can I say this? Wherever Jesus is, everyone's welcome. It's the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. This morning my question to you is this. Are you enlisted in the army of God? This woman, I want to move on here this morning. In verse number 7, number 1, this woman got enlisted. She got in. She got in. She didn't get out, but she got in. But number 2, I love this. This woman made an investment. Not only did she get enlisted, but she made an investment. This morning, if you're enlisted in the army of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, and you're holding nothing back, there's going to come a day, He won't only allow you to be enlisted, but you must make an investment. There must come a time in your life, if you're going to get at the feet of Jesus, and you're going to get sold out for Him, you're going to have to make an investment. Sunday morning won't do. Sunday night won't do. Wednesday night won't do. It'll be a 7-day-a-week, 365-day-a-year relationship with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Hey, He didn't partway save me. He always saved me. Amen. All the way He saved me and washed me free. Hey, this message may just be for me this morning, not to hold nothing back. Hey, I thank God the day that I got enlisted, and I thank God that He didn't stop there, but He allowed me to make an investment. Friends, I want you to know, all to Him I owe. Hey, this woman, when she come, it said there was a woman that came with an alabaster box. And if you look into Mark chapter number 14, that's where Mark come from. Mark chapter number 14, the Bible said, as she broke that box. You say, preacher, when she come and made that investment, why did she break that box? Friends, I want you to know, when you come to Jesus, you don't need the things this world will provide. You don't need these things that the world will give you. Hey, when you got Jesus, you got all you'll ever need. Hey, He's my provider. He's my way. He's my truth, and He's my life this morning. All to Him I owe. Don't hold nothing back this morning. Hey, get sold out for Jesus. If I can give you anything this morning, there's going to come a day, and there's going to be a memorial for you, and you're going to lay that body down. And I want you to know, anything I want them to say about me is that he didn't hold nothing back. He was sold out for Jesus Christ. Oh, but he said this morning the woman was enlisted, but she made an investment. Look what she says. The Bible says, there came unto him a woman having an alabaster box, a very precious ointment. You said, what kind of investment did she make, preacher? 100% she made. Said this investment that she brought would be a year's wage. It would be a year's wage. It said when she brought this special ointment, it would be a year's wage. She made a willing investment. She took what would take a whole year and gave it to Jesus. You tell me that's not faith. She come to this place, brother, I want you to know, she come to this place not with a bit of fear, but with all faith. And when she come here, she made an investment. And I want you to get this. When she come, it was a willing investment, but I got good news. It was a wise investment. When you get to a place and you invest in the kingdom of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, it'll be the most wisest investment that you've ever made in your life. So I ain't seen much out of it, preacher. You're saved, ain't you? That's good enough, amen. I see it's not only a willing investment, a wise investment that she brought all, but I see that it was a precious investment. Look what it says, the Bible says, in the alabaster box, a very precious ointment. She brought something very precious to the Lord. You know the most precious thing you can bring to the Lord? Well, preacher, bring my kids to the Lord is the most precious thing. Well, now that is precious. Bringing my family to Jesus, that is precious. But you listen to me this morning, the most precious thing you can bring to Jesus is you. For God so loved the world that he gave. Who did he give? He gave Jesus. He gave his son. Why? That we may have life. This morning, what I'm trying to tell you is when she came with all she had. She gave all she had because she gave herself. She held nothing back. She held nothing back when it came to where Jesus was. Let me give you this morning. Not only was it a willing investment, not only was it wise, it was precious. She found all she needed in Jesus. That's why she held nothing back. Found all she needed in Jesus. I'll share with you a third thing this morning. And right here is where it really gets good. Holding nothing back. I want you to answer a question in your heart right now. Are you holding nothing back? Number one, if you're holding nothing back, you've been enlisted. You're saved. Right? Okay? Number two, if you're holding nothing back, you're investing. I'm not talking about material stuff. I'm talking about you're investing. You're plugged into what God's called you to do. You're holding nothing back. I'm plugged in. You can't hurt my feelings enough. You can't run me off enough. You can't make me mad enough. You can't do this. I'm not here for you. Woo! Glory! Amen! Hey, there's nobody in this building never died for me. Nobody died for me. Jesus died for me, and he died for you. When you get your feelings hurt and you don't get it your way, you've got your eyes off the cross, and you've got it on man. Get your eyes off man and get it on the man, Christ Jesus. Listen to me this morning. They couldn't hurt her feelings enough. Not only did she enlist, Brother Jerry, not only did she invest, but she made an impact where she was at. This morning, if you're holding nothing back, wherever you go, you're going to make an impact. If where you go don't make an impact for Jesus, make sure that you're not holding nothing back. Because if you're not holding nothing back, there's going to be an impact anywhere you go. You go to your workplace, they're cussing, carrying on, having a good time, looking at pornography, talking about people, ranting and raving, and you sitting in there with them, amen, hallelujah, even though you're not saying it, but you're loving it up with them. Hey, I'm guilty too. I'd be guilty just as well as them that's telling it, amen. When you get to the place that you're sold out for Jesus, there's going to be an impact. When you hold nothing back. Number one, she's enlisted. Number two, she invested. But number three, she made an impact. Who did she make an impact on? The disciples. And they got angry. They got angry. I tell my wife all the time, and she'll tell you right now, there's a lot of churches I can't preach in. I thank God I can quit preaching this church. A lot of people don't want it. They want the truth till they get the truth, and they don't want the truth. Man, I don't know what's up this morning. It is right in here. You hear me? Man. Woo, glory. Let me show you this. She made an impact. Look in verse number 8. But when she done poured it on his head, done anointed him. But when his disciples saw it, when somebody sees you not holding nothing back, they're going to notice it. When they realize, oh, he's not a fake no more. She's not a fake no more. She's real now. There's a time he or she may have been a fake, and they may have been, but they done got a hold of something. And there's two things that's going to affect. One way, it's going to be a defensive towards some people. Some people are going to get defended when you start living for Jesus because they don't know how to live for Jesus. I'm just giving you Bible is all I'm going to give you. If these disciples would have been where they were supposed to be, they wouldn't have got offended. They would have not had indignation. That indignation is anger. He had anger built up. When they seen her, what are you doing with our master? What are you doing anointing him? What are you doing? What are you doing acting out? What are you doing getting excited? What are you doing this? It made an impact. Let me show you here. When you hold nothing back, it'll impact somebody. The impact offended the disciples. Look what he says in verse number 8. But when his disciples saw it, they had indignation, saying, to what purpose is this waste? Number one, when you get to work, you're making an impact, people will think what you're doing is a waste. Have you ever put in a lot of time in the ministry doing what God's called you to do, and somebody else thinks, man, you ought to be over there doing something else. Man, what you're doing is wasteful. Can I say to you, when you hold nothing back, it's not wasteful. The more you put in, the more you're going to get out. He says this, he said this, oh God, to what purpose is this waste? Verse number 9, for this ointment might have been sold for much and given to the poor. Not only was they seen it was wasteful, but they thought it was wrong. They didn't only think it was wasteful, but they thought it was wrong. You're pouring this out, a year's wage. You're pouring this out when you could have gave it to the poor. You're pouring this out on Jesus when you could have gave it to the poor. Not only did they think it was wasteful and they thought it was wrong, but let me give you this. They wished it would have been them. I'm just being you pastor this morning. When somebody gets on the spot where the glory runs out and there's no more anger, no more malice, no more of that in their life, no more bitterness, and they're just on fire for Jesus, there'll be somebody not like what's going on. When you quit being a pew warmer and start being a holy roller, can I get a witness this morning? They liked it when you didn't talk Jesus. They liked it when you didn't get to them places. But when you got sold out and you said, man, I ain't holding nothing back, most church folk get offended and they get upset and they get sideways. His disciples had done had indignation and done got angry because she held nothing back. Preacher, they wanted to scold her, didn't they? But she didn't anoint them. She anointed Jesus. It offended some, but what she done was defended by Jesus. You know what Jesus told them? Leave her alone. Leave her alone. There's some of you in here this morning, I believe this on the sound of my voice that I'm speaking right now to you. That you'd get more sold out and you'd hold nothing back if your buddies would just leave you alone. Some of you get more sold out if some church folk just leave you alone. You wouldn't hold nothing back if people would just leave you alone. Look what Jesus says here in verse number 10. And when Jesus understood it, he understood what was going on. He said, this woman right here, she done got enlisted. Man, she has made an investment. And you listen to me, oh my goodness, she's making an impact on my disciples. And when Jesus understood it, he said unto them, why trouble ye the woman? For she hath wrought a good work upon me. Jesus said, leave her alone. What she's doing is right. This morning, she made an impact, and Jesus said, leave her alone. But I want to share with you the fourth thing this morning. Hold nothing back. I'll never forget in my life, and you won't either, the time you was getting more sold out and you was holding nothing back. Every time you get to a place that you say, I'm not holding nothing back, I'm fixing to get all in. And you start getting all in. Number one, Satan's either going to whisper in that ear that you need a break, you need to back off, you need to rest, you need to take it easy. Or number two, somebody is going to try to discourage you. When you're holding everything back and you're not putting it all on the table, you're not going to get discouraged very much. But I want you to know this morning, the more's been given, the more's required. And those who've been forgiven most, more's required. So how do you know if I've been forgiven? If you've been forgiven, you've been forgiven most. A little sin, big sin, they're all sin. This woman had come to a place, I've read commentary books, some says this is Mary, Martha's sister. Some say it's Mary Magdalene. All I know is the Bible said a woman came to Jesus. I know I can go over to John chapter number 12, amen, and it says Mary. I don't know who I'm talking to this morning, but I know this, the Holy Ghost is in this house. And I want to give you the last thing in verse number 13. I want you to think about this. This woman, she held nothing back. Not one thing did she hold back. And she got an identity. This morning, people knows you by the way you carry yourself. If you hold back or if you don't hold back, whatever you do is how people know you. This woman, when she come in with her alabaster box, the Bible says she break it and poured it on him. This morning, I don't know what needs to be broken in your life and poured on Jesus, but I'd put it on him this morning. You say, why, preacher? Because you got an identity to uphold. I'm just a nobody. No, you're more than a nobody. If you've been washed in the blood of Jesus Christ, you are an heir to the throne of heaven. Man, I'm telling you, there's something to this. That woman that came with that alabaster box, she said, I don't know, them disciples are in there and they're doing something, but Jesus is there, and I got to get to where Jesus is. I got to get right there because I want to be identified with Jesus. Look in verse 13. Holding nothing back. And this woman received an identity. And Jesus said, verily I say unto you, wheresoever this gospel shall be preached in the whole world, there shall also this that this woman hath done be told for a memorial of her. There's going to come a day in your life, and there's going to come a day in my life, that it's either going to be said that we held back or that we didn't hold nothing back. I have a daughter sitting over there, and I don't want her to know that I preach here and I go home and I live a different way or I hold back when I get home. I got a son coming up. He's in the nursery now. He don't know how to act right now, but there'll come a day he will. He's acting like his daddy right now, but he'll get acting like his mama for long. But you listen to me. I want him to know that daddy on Sunday's daddy on Monday. Daddy on Sunday's daddy on Tuesday. There ain't no home daddy and church daddy. There ain't none of that mess. What you see on Sunday is what you're going to get on Monday. This woman here, when she came, listen to me, it didn't matter what day of the week it was. She wanted Jesus. And she wanted to get there. And she said, I'm not holding nothing back, and I'm not letting nobody hold me back. If you're waiting on somebody to give you approval to pour all your cares on Jesus, you will tote them the rest of your life, because this world's not going to give you approval to break what's on you. The break only comes through Jesus. It said if you'd have saved it, we could have gave it to the poor. They wouldn't have gave it to the poor. They wouldn't have gave it to the poor. They wouldn't have. If you're waiting on man to tell you to pour it out, he ain't going to let you live over it. He's going to keep you under that condemnation. This morning, what I'm trying to tell you is, if you're trying to hold back, you said, man, if everybody wasn't watching, I'd let go. If I waited on everybody to quit watching, I would have never let go. That day that I enlisted, I sat 5 rows from the back. I tell this all the time. We ain't having service tonight, so we can go a little long this morning. Amen? Get 2 hours in this morning. Don't matter if you don't come tonight. You got 2 hours in. They told me when I work, but I work now. But they told me back when I worked. As long as you get your 40 in. If you don't work 15 hours, get your, you know what I'm talking about. But I'll never forget that day, 5 pews from the back. That preacher was preaching. Listen to me. I want to give this. He's preaching. There was nobody squalling in that service. Nobody having to come apart. Nobody doing nothing. But I was having to come apart sitting there. My heart was ripped out of my chest, and I thought I was going to die. I thought I was literally going to die. If you asked me, was I going to heaven, I'd have told you I was going to heaven, because I did not want to fool with you telling me how to get to heaven. Does everybody understand that? But when the Holy Ghost of heaven got up on me, man, I was under conviction like I'd never been. When I stepped out from that, I was the only one. Only one went to the altar that night. If I'd have waited on somebody else to go to the altar, if I'd have waited on one more stanza, if I'd have waited, I'd have never went. I'm not waiting on one more stanza. I'm not waiting on one more church service. I'm not waiting on one more. I'm waiting on the Holy Ghost to move. And when he says, don't hold it back, don't you hold it back. You get there. But I'm going to tell you something else. It's the investment that I've seen in my life that paid off. Here it is. I'm going to give it to you. When I got saved, I couldn't wait to do something inside the church. I just wanted to do something. Man, I just wanted to do something. I said, what is something I can do? I went to the deacons. What's something I can do in the church? I want to do something. I hadn't been called to preach it, but I want to do something. And here's what they told me. They didn't belittle me, man. It made me feel good. They was clean. Clean the toilets. Huh? That wasn't the job I wanted, I didn't think. I went to Brother Tim Markham. I said, you know what they told me to do? He said, what's that? I said, they told me to clean toilets. He said, you'd be the best toilet cleaner you can be. So I'd go in there, I'd clean them toilets, I'd shine them up. You see, God's looking for what we're going to do in the little moments. If he's ever going to elevate you to a big moment. If you won't do it in the little, if you're not satisfied with what you've got now, if he doubled it, you still wouldn't be satisfied. So I got to that place and I started making an investment. I started doing what God told me to do, and I started doing what God told me to do. And I'll never forget the first time the Holy Ghost ever moved on me. And I'm just telling you this morning because this is for somebody that's waiting on somebody to give them the approval to get there. You don't need it from man. You need it from heaven. We took the youth on a retreat. Brother Paul, you was with us. And I'll never forget that night. I'd never had the Holy Ghost move on me. I'd been holding back, 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 holding back. And I never let go until one night we was with the youth. And everything that we had set up for that night for the whole youth at that camp we was at, we missed one wire, one hookup, one plug to make all the music go, to blare it up on the walls like we always do, to blare it up for everybody to see. We left the cord at church. We're an hour away, hour and a half. We can't get this cord. What are we going to do? We're just going to quit, going back to the bunks. Everybody have a good night. Let's play dominoes, have a good time. And that night, the Holy Ghost of heaven come upon me. First time in my life I'd ever gave him the permission to speak through me. And that night, I've seen the Holy Ghost of heaven show up in a room full of kids. And that night, they did not ask one person for permission. You know what they did? They made an impact on a whole church. What I'm trying to tell you are, you ought to make an impact on this place. You ought to make an impact on this place. And you know when you are able to do that? When you say, I'm not waiting on an approval from somebody else. I'm waiting on the Holy Ghost of heaven to move upon my life and show me what I need to do. As we came back from that trip, I said, I'm going to be youth pastor here the rest of my life. This is good. Y'all know what I'm talking about? Everybody was happy. Everybody was happy. Come back to church. Wasn't but a little bit. I was walking into my mom's. I don't know where I'm going with this. I don't know. I'm running a rabbit. Somebody's going to get this. I promise you. Walking into my mom's and a school bus pulls up and the window slides open. And it's Tommy Spurl. Tommy said, hey, come here. I walked over where he's at and I said, yeah, what's up, man? He said, you know, here's old Price. He just left Union Chapel. I said, good. I'm okay. I'm like, what's that got to do with me? That's the first I'd heard about it. First I'd heard about it. I didn't think nothing about it. And then the call came. If I'd have held back from the get-go, I'd not be here today. There's some of you sitting under the sound of my voice right now. If you'd have held back from the get-go, you wouldn't be here today. You would not be here today. That woman has a memorial in the Bible, because she held nothing back. I don't know about you, but I want to be remembered as this. He held nothing back. He may not have had it all, but what he had, he gave it to Jesus. As me and my wife decided to come to this church to be the pastor, I'm going to give you this. I said, I don't know. I ain't got a clue. Scared to death, didn't want to go, didn't want to leave. And man, I'm running this, but let me tell you. The Holy Ghost of heaven gave us the approval to go. And when he gives you the approval, at that moment in your life, you can say, I've held nothing back. If you're holding something back this morning, I would challenge you this morning to get to the altar and hold nothing back. Because there's going to come a day, one day in your life, there's going to be a memorial left. And it's either going to be said they've held it all back or they've held nothing back. Which person are you this morning? Are you the one this morning full of indignation, full of anger when you see somebody get excited for what Jesus has done in their life? You say, preacher, that don't happen. Don't you kid yourself. It happens in the world that we live in. And the same God that I serve, the same God that's of Jacob and Moses that we sung about, is my God too. Is he yours this morning? Father, I love you and I thank you. Lord God, I thank you this morning. Lord, I take a lot of things for granted, but there's one thing that I pray I never take for granted, and that's the great move of the Holy Ghost. The great move of that Holy Spirit that's in our life. Lord, this morning, I don't know who it's for, but somebody may have been holding something back for so long. Lord, they've been holding back, and they know they've been holding back this morning. That you've told them to quit doing that. Just quit holding back. Just come to where you're at. Break what's on them. Break loose. Whatever binds on them, break that thing loose. Get rid of it. Get at your feet. Get that joy back. But I used to love it. But then there's a little, just Lord God, break whatever needs to be broke. That when we walk out of this place, we can say that we've held nothing back. Lord, I pray it in Jesus' name. Bless the most important time of the service, the time of invitation. It's in Jesus' name. Amen.